The Syracuse Common Council says it has delayed fully turning over control of the airport to a private authority in order to get the deal right. Councilor Pat Hogan chairs the airport committee. He says several union representatives still had questions about the deal. The council is considering a 40-year lease to the authority. Hogan says the city and the authority hope the transfer will grow things at the airport.
Potential out there in many different venues. You know, we have a lot of property out there that might be leased out to the different emerging companies. I know they're working on that. You know, I think as a hub, bringing in new airlines and, of course, make it easier to fly out of the airport and less expensive.
A private authority was created last year that will eventually assume control of the airport operations. Proponents say it will cut costs and improve operations compared to the airport being a city department. The airport has already hired a private security firm instead of paying city police officers overtime. Hogan says the vote on fully turning over control will happen in the next month or two.